Good day, and welcome to the National Employment Network Payments Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Kimberly Cutler. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Carrie. Welcome, and thank you for attending the All EN Payments Call today, Tuesday, October 31st, 2017. I am Kimberly Cutler, the EN Payments Manager and host of the call. Joining me from TPM is Charles Powell, who is the EN Payment Supervisor, and we also have Deborah Tennessee, the Ticket Program Manager. Again, thank you all for joining the call. The purpose of today's presentation is to convey information by providing insight into the payments process as it associates with the following agenda topics. We have ePay status update, mandatory use of the ticket portal, trial work period versus trial work level, SSDI and SSI, EN cost or EN certification of services, how to determine your next available payment in the ticket portal, how to submit evidence of earnings via the ticket portal, ticket program available resources, and then, of course, at the end, we will have question and answer form. You can check the status of ePay by viewing the announcement screen in the portal. The portal will display the announcement that ePay has started and a message when we complete processing an ePay file. The ticket program available resources section of this presentation highlights the service accommodations available to you at any time to reinforce payment principles and get other relevant payment information in between. Our current ePay file processing began on September the 5th of this year, and claims are processed by Social Security numbers instead of DUNS. The current ePay file contains a little over 21,800 SSNs. The data, we did run some information. So as of Monday, October 30th, our EN payment staff processed the following. There were a total of 28,253 claims paid, 9,053 SSNs paid, and we have a total amount paid of $19,093,190. Now, we do have about three reminders here. First reminder, you may submit your payment request through the ticket portal instead of waiting for the ePay process to run. And you want to make sure that your EN contact information is correct. We do send emails to the EN payment contact for payment outreach messages and confirmation of possible split payments. The third reminder, when submitting information to ENST about payments, please annotate your EN contact information for payment. Now, if you need to add a payment contact, please send a request to enservice@ssa.gov and be sure to specify the name of the person and indicate the title you want that person to have. And all payment contacts must have completed suitability. And now we will move on to mandatory ticket portal use. Again, this is the next part of the presentation, and payment request rules associated with mandatory requirement to submit payment requests via the ticket portal. During this segment, we will discuss requirements associated with the new ticket program agreement, or the TPA, in regard to submitting payment requests. Based on the requirements of the new TPA, it is no longer an option for ENs not to use the ticket portal. Payment requests must be submitted through the ticket portal unless your EN has been terminated or if there is a technical issue preventing you from submitting a particular claim through the ticket portal. But outside of that, all payment requests must go through the ticket portal. There are two processes by which an employment network may obtain ticket payments: submitting a payment request online via the ticket portal, and the automated ePay process. ENs can submit only evidentiary payment requests through the ticket portal. If earnings information exists in SSA systems, the EN will not need to submit evidence of earnings when requesting payment. However, there may be a request for additional earnings if the case assessment determines the earnings in SSA database are not enough to satisfy the requested payment. And now we will move on to EN certification of services or the cost. And recently we have received quite a few inquiries regarding the requirements of the EN certification of services. So in this segment of the presentation, we will provide clarification of this requirement. Certification of services are services agreed upon in the IWP to help the ticket holder advance to and retain employment and reduce reliance on cash benefits. SSA decided to reinstate the use of the EN certification of services statement or the cost for EN's to document contribution of services provided to ticket holders. EN's are required to submit certification of services when requesting payment for a ticket that has been unassigned by the beneficiary. The regulations state that TPM will make a determination for payment after unassignment based on services EN's provide to the beneficiary, or that the service the EN provided to the beneficiary. Next, the next portion of the presentation will illustrate how to determine your next available payment in the ticket portal by the use of reports. There are two options to view payment status from the payment section of the main menu. Number one, view payments already made to me. This includes all payments that are closed, includes both paid and denied requests. Number two is to view all pending payments for me. This includes all payments that are still open. Also includes pending payments. Pending payments will include all payments that have not been sent to the Treasury yet. From the main menu, select the View All Ticket Payments Already Made to Me link, and the List Payment Already Made to Me screen will display. You may search here for ticket payments already made to your EN or state VR agency for all beneficiaries based on date, and you can include denials. Enter the dates you wish to retrieve and select search. The start and end date cannot be more than a year apart. However, you can search for prior years. The results will display as shown here. Claims listed on this screen are ones where TPM has completed your payment request. Paid means TPM processed the claim and it cleared Treasury. Denied means TPM assessed the claim and determined it was not payable. Allowed means TPM assessed and paid a claim and it has not yet cleared Treasury. EN should wait 30 days before contacting TPM to investigate claims that remain in the allowed status. The denial code column will list a code number. Select the denial number link to receive a pop-up window and description of the denial reason to learn more about why the payment was denied. You can also create a report by downloading all of your completed payments to Excel. Select the Download Entire List to Excel option highlighted here. From the main menu, select the View All Pending Ticket Payments. From the main menu, select the View All Pending Ticket Payments for Me link, and the Pending Payments for Me screen will display. Here, you will be able to see all of your organization's pending ticket payments. These are payments that have not yet been processed. Each payment request you submit through the portal is displayed here immediately after it is created. These claims could be outstanding receipts, which means not yet worked, or claims placed in diary awaiting information such as evidence of earnings or renewal of SAM registration, for example. For example, if your case is diarized, you will see a Y in the diary column. Clicking on actions will bring you to another menu where you can see the reason your case is diarized and print an additional fax cover sheet if needed. You can also view pending payments for an individual beneficiary by going to the main menu and selecting the list beneficiaries currently assigned to me link. You would select the actions link on the page for an individual beneficiary. This will take you to the More Actions menu. You would then select Show Pending Payments. The difference between the View Pending Payments for me and the Show Pending Payments function is one shows all pending payments for your organization, while the other shows all pending payments for the one beneficiary that you selected. You can also create a report by downloading all of your pending payments to Excel. Select the Download Entire List to Excel option highlighted here. This method will enable you to review payment information, providing better foresight of next available payments. At this time, we will discuss how to submit evidence of earnings via the ticket portal. Adobe Reader is a required application to assist with the process of generating a fax cover sheet. You would navigate to the View All Pending Payments for Me option on the main menu. Click on the Actions link next to the appropriate payment request. From the Pending Payment Actions menu, select Fax Additional Information. The Fax Additional Information screen will appear. Select the document type and click Submit. Another fax cover sheet will generate that will automatically attach any evidence fax with the cover sheet to the work case created in SSA's system. You can now use this cover sheet to fax additional evidence to SSA at the fax number provided on the cover sheet. And I just wanted to stress here that you must fax the cover sheet only to the fax number that's provided on that sheet. From the action screen, choose Show Fax Status, and then you want to, the Fax Status screen displays all faxes generated in the ticket portal for that specific pending payment, which will show date fax requested, name of fax requester, fax receipt date, and document type. It does not show the status of faxes sent to TPM. We will finish this discussion with a review of what resources are available to you if you have further questions or need additional details about anything we presented today. Ticket Program Available Resources. The portal automates many operational functions you do throughout the day. Besides uploading payment request forms and viewing the EN payment status report, as reviewed previously, some additional automated features that the portal offers include checking for ticket assignability, assigning or unassigning tickets, and uploading forms. TPM provides website resources for service providers. EMs can also visit the Information Center section of the website to obtain additional information, resource documents, and training materials on a wide variety of topics. The Information Center also includes a listing of upcoming events, including conference calls, that service providers can attend. The training section within the Information Center includes PowerPoint presentations from past Ticket Training Tuesday calls. To access the Ticket to Work website, you would just need to go to the website provided, which is yourtickettowork.com.
.gov?
Yeah. Okay. The secure training and resources site was created to ensure the highest level of security for you and the beneficiaries you serve. You can only access the site by using the link included in the welcome letter you received via email with your login information for the portal. The Ticket Portal User Guide, it's a resource to have at your fingertips when using the ticket portal. The reference, it also provides the reference to consult before contacting us with a question. For new ENs, information on how to access the training and resources site was included in the welcome letter you received with confirmation of your completed enrollment in the ticket portal. The preferred method of tracking the status of submitted payment requests is to use the ticket portal and take advantage of the real-time updates. However, if an EN is unable to use the ticket portal for any reason, it also has the option to send manual payment status inquiries to the EN Payments Help Desk at the email address provided, which is enpaymentshelpdesk@yourtickettowork.gov.
SSA.gov.
Or call the toll-free number displayed on the screen, and that number is 866-949-3687. EANs can also obtain clarification on payment-related issues or explanations of how EAN payment staff apply ticket policy procedures to make payment and make payment denial assessment. Also, they can answer EAN payment inquiries received through the Payments Help Desk phone line, submit requests to the EAN payment staff for payment reconsideration or for payment supervisor review of a payment issue. They can also outreach to EANs to obtain payment-related documentation when EAN payment staff report missing or incomplete information from payment requests EANs submitted. The Ticket Operations Helpline is available Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Both the Payment Help Desk and the System Support Desk are accessible by choosing option 1 and 2, respectively. The Payment Help Desk is available to answer all your questions regarding payments policy or status under the ticket program, while the System Support Desk has representatives available to assist you with any technological issues you encounter using the ticket portal or answer questions about ticket assignments or TPR questions. This includes the presentation part for today's call. And, Carrie, now we can actually open the lines to receive any comments or questions that we have.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1.
Thank you, Carrie. While we're waiting, I know that, Deborah, you're on the line. Do we have any questions in the chat?
There are no questions in the chat right now that I can see.
Okay. So we actually can see one here, and it says the question is, will payment through portal be processed right away, or do we have to wait until – I'm sorry, give me a second – until after ePay runs? Okay, so that is a very good question, and right now while we're processing the ePay file, we do stop and process cases from the queue. And just remember, we do have 30 days to process any claim, so they will be processed, yes. We have another question. I've been told that for self-employment, the only way to get paid is when the auto pay is run. Is that correct?
Hello? This is Deborah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can, Deborah.
Okay. In most cases, that is true. The reason for this is the fact that for self-employment, we have to have earnings confirmed, and normally we get that information through IRS. And Maximus is not able to access that information. So it has to be something posted to Social Security records where Social Security can make that determination that there are earnings for self-employment. So it's only through the ePay process that that confirmation or of earnings for self-employment cases can be not necessarily but displayed but confirmed so that we can make those payments. We and TPM do not have access to IRS data, so we cannot process these payments through the portal.
Okay, thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome. By the way, I cannot see what's in the chat, so, you know, if there are more questions you're waiting for me to answer through the chat, I'm not seeing anything, okay?
Okay, that's fine. I'll just read them out. The next question we have that's in the chat is, do we have to request payments before we are paid for each beneficiary? If we are processing the e-pay file, there may be payments generated if there are verified earnings in SSA database. So in that case, you would not need to request payment. But if we are not processing the e-pay file, then, yes, you would need to submit a payment request with evidence of earnings.
And let me say this. This is Deborah again. We encourage you to submit those payments and not waste the e-pay because I know that you're interested in getting paid, but we're also interested in getting those beneficiaries' earnings into SSA systems to prevent overpayments. So if you know that you have the evidence, don't wait for e-pay. You know, you can get paid faster if you submit the evidence and your payment request through the system. If you have that information, please submit it to us instead of waiting for e-pay.
Thank you. Okay, we have a question. What if we receive a payment for a beneficiary who is no longer in contact with us? Again, when we're processing the e-pay file, we are looking for available earnings to make payments. So that ticket is still assigned to you, then there's a possibility that you will still receive payments for that beneficiary. Okay.
And I would think that if that's the case, and if you don't have contact, the next thing to do would be to unassign that ticket if you don't have the contact and if you are not providing any services.
Okay, correct. Thank you, Deborah. I'm just trying to read through the chat to see what other questions we have. While I'm looking through that, Carrie, do we have any questions through the phone at this time?
It appears there are no questions at this time.
Okay, then we'll go back to the chat. This is more related to an IWP, so let me just see. Am I correct in that after the initial 10 IWPs that an EN sends in, the EN does not need to submit an IWP for each new beneficiary served unless it is requested? Again, that is more related to an IWP, and that is actually handled through our program integrity department. But as long as you know, they may request IWPs at different times, but you must complete an IWP for each beneficiary that you work with. But again, that's more related to program integrity as to how often that you would need to submit it. Okay. Okay, and right now it looks like that concludes the questions in the chat. And do we still not have any on the phone, Carrie?
There are no questions over the phone line. Actually, okay. We just got a question.
Okay, sure.
We'll take our first question from Claire Oliver.
Hi, Ms. Oliver. Ms. Oliver, are you there? You may have your line on mute, but we can't hear you.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes,
is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When I was doing some quick training on the portal, I was told that the earliest you could submit the payments on the portal there are two different dates, one for SSI, SSDI. One was like 2 days after the end of the month, and one was 3 days after the end of the month. Can you please explain that to me?
Oh, okay. Excuse me. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
There is no time frame, different time frame between SSI or Title II for submitting your payment request through the portal. As long as the earliest you can submit a payment request at all, whether it's by the portal, excuse me, I have a very bad cold, whether it's by the portal or if there's some reason you cannot access the portal, the earliest date manually or through the portal is the month. The earliest date to submit any payment request is the month after the ticket is assigned. So if the ticket was assigned in September, let's say it was September 28th, you can submit a payment request. Let's make it a little bit earlier because there should have been some earnings there. But let's say the ticket was assigned September 1st. You can make a – that's not really a good date either. Let's see. You can make a payment request in October for the September period, okay? And it could be October 1st, October 2nd, October 15th, any day that you have the information. But there is no delay or lag period between Title II and Title 16 for submitting a payment request through the portal. If you have something the first day of October and it's for a September claim, submit it October 1st.
Okay, thank you, Deborah.
Okay. Did that answer your question, Claire?
I think so. Maybe I misunderstood what my trainer had said, but there's something between the earliest was 2 days and then 3 days for SSDI. So I'll go back to her and see what she meant. But thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have another question over the phone from Armina Hakobian.
Yes. Hi. I joined your discussion a little later today in a day, and unfortunately, we're blocked from seeing, from me being able to see you on the computer or joining the room via computer. Would there be a written format of this so then I can go back and read the questions and everything that was said in this chat room today?
Okay, we'll have the transcript and the slides posted about a week after today's call, and you'll be able to go view it then.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. That's all.
Okay.
And it appears there are no further questions at this time.
Okay, and I was just checking the chat, and it looks like there's a question that's asked, is there any update on when timely progress reviews will start again? We do not have any information about when TPRs will start again. Is it correct that SSI has a phone number beneficiaries can call in to report their earnings? Are pay stubs still required if beneficiaries phoned in earnings reports? The answer is yes and yes. There is a phone number. Unfortunately, I do not have that number, but there is a phone number that they can SSI recipients can or beneficiaries can call and report their earnings. And yes, when you are submitting a payment request via the portal, if you do have the note that says earnings already proven, then at that time you do not have to submit evidence of earnings, but if not, you will need to submit earnings information.
Kim, this is Deborah. Maybe in a transcript we can provide the SSI the number for SSI recipients to call in and report their wages in the transcript.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And we'll do one final check to make sure we do not have any questions on the line right now, Carrie.
There are no further questions over the phone line.
Okay. Okay, let me just check the chat one last time. For phase one milestone one, must we wait a full calendar month to submit, or can we submit as long as the client reached trial work level? Yes, you have to wait the full calendar month before submitting for payment request, or it will be viewed as a premature request. So you have to wait until the claim month ends. Okay. Well, that looks like that completes the questions that we have for today. Thank you all for taking the time to join our quarterly all-in payments call. And as we stated earlier, we will get the transcript with the slides put up about a week late after this call. So, again, thank you all and enjoy the rest of your day.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.